Joining us now is NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. She is at the Little Chapel of the Dawn Mortuary in Santa Monica. Former President Reagan's body has been taken there. And Mandalit, I gather that a lot of people have come to just be there.
That's right. Many people who are neighborhood, you know, residents, they wanted to see this historic event. People who, some of whom loved Ronald Reagan, some did not agree necessarily with his politics, but they all wanted to be here on this historic day.
What do you know about the funeral arrangements, Mandalit?
So I understand it. Former President Reagan's body will be here at the mortuary, and then will be taken to the Reagan Library up in Simi Valley, where there may be a public memorial. After that, at some point, he will be flown to Washington, D.C., to eventually lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda, and there will be a memorial at the National Cathedral. After all of that is through, he will be coming back to California, and there will be a funeral at the Reagan Library.
And that, of course, is where the president will be buried. Mandalit, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
To just recap for you, President Ronald Reagan died today at his home in California. He was 93. For a decade, the former president suffered from Alzheimer's disease. Family members were called to his bedside this weekend as his condition worsened. President Bush, who was traveling in France, called this a sad hour in the life of America. He said, President Reagan leaves behind a nation he restored and a world he helped save. Britain's former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, President Reagan's conservative soulmate, said, millions of men and women live in freedom today because of the policies he pursued. One of his ideological opponents, Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy, said today that he and President Reagan often disagreed, but the former president's infectious optimism gave us all the feeling that it really was morning in America. The senator said President Reagan will be honored as the president who won the Cold War.